Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, my name is Wande.
Hello, my name is Biola.
And finally,
yay!
Finally,
welcome my podcast. So, guys, this episode is good to be mad because these girls, I lived with them for 2 whole years. You guys are the only housemates I've ever had.
10 years.
Three of you. One of them is not here though. I think she's at work. She's the workaholic of.
Amongst the crew.
But yeah, it was a great time. I think I moved in with you guys in 2018.
18 actually.
Okay, so I wasn't there. I joined you guys.
This one came to join us as our floater.
And then she scattered everything.
Wait, Ima. First of all, the name Idi. If my friend stands up, she's so small, but her buttocks. It's a problem. Mm-hmm. And in the house, that time, I just recently learned that Idi was Nyash. So I was like, oh wow, that's an appropriate name for you. That's why I said they call her like Idi.
So what happened was you did not know that she had that. So it was just like, oh.
Yes, so. Who is this girl?
Mm-hmm. And then one day you're like,
Idi, I remember. Idi, that's why I said they call her Idi. But I think I wish talk about how we actually all met, right? How we actually just started living together. So I think I would be the one to do the honors of explaining how we all met, or you guys can also contribute, right? So there was a time in my life where I'd left a job. I was stranded. I had money to rent house, so I think we all had money to rent house, but do you have the money that's rent a house plus agent fee and everything? So out of desperation,
is that a agency that you said?
That agency, they kill us. And we're all broke young people trying to survive in this Lagos, right? So the 200k we did with me, that time I don't use Auntie Waka house with the inside the fine house. And only the house with the shame that Joe Legba. Those are the houses that my 200k will cover, including agency, right? So I don't for sure, and I won't live around Body Thomas because if first you want shop, Ogorego, shop the one with the jump, at least. So at the time, I had exited all my options. I didn't know what to do next. So I reached out to Lexash. That's your friend, Lexash. Yeah. Shout out to Lexash. He's a great photographer and a musician. So I reached out to Lexash saying, you know what, bro, I don't see one house for your street. So apparently at the time, he was still living there. Does he still live there?
Yeah.
So I reached out to him saying, I don't see one house for your street. So, but at this point, I cannot pay for the house alone. I just look for. You day mad. No, let me finish my line. This is why I didn't want to bring up. I brought Tola. No, doesn't matter. That bit doesn't matter.
What's it right here now? You are not explaining.
Like, explain to my audience. This is a visual audience.
Okay, continue.
You know? So I reached out to Lex saying that, oh, I didn't have money to complete this thing. Apparently, there were two people who were also stranded. You know how God works in mysterious ways? Because I didn't know, and I know I would talk about God, but I didn't know what to do. This was already praying on the side because you were stranded too. Please tell us about your stranded story. Because you guys were already stranded, right, at the time.
Yeah.
Who were you living with? I better talk.
Okay, so I mean, we're actually living with a friend of ours who was living on Body Thomas.
But it wasn't Lex Ash. Oh, no. Yeah, because we're living with somebody
yes,
else.
Yeah, no. Body Thomas. And then it's a family house.
Yeah,
so
you
told they wanted
me.
To sell it. And then, I mean, there's a lot of backstory, drama, yes, drama yes, and everything. Yeah. So we had to leave. And I was with Lex. My things were in his place. So, and then Lex just told me in the afternoon when I got back from, I think when I got back from work, that, I have a friend though. He got a place, so and he's a guy. I said he's a guy. There's no as long as I have my room, I'm fine.
But how did you not bother though? That okay, I think we're all so desperate because we were not. We really have houses in Lagos, so
yeah,
you.
It was so bad that Tola was almost like already sleeping in a car, just parked on one street and just like no. I mean, I don't even.
It was
I mean,
that bad.
It was okay, that bad.
So for me, I had moved to Ibadan. Like I can't do this rubbish. Looking for house, no. So I had moved to Ibadan. Then I got a job. So I think it was the job. Okay, it was even one day that called me that there was a job.
In Lagos,
it was the
yeah.
job that made me come back to Lagos. So while I was there, I even thought, I mean, I had space in Body Thomas. Like, it's one day that doesn't have space.
Oh, those guys were more your friends than one day's friends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I felt I had space in Body Thomas. Mm. And then, I think the day I got back, the first day I got back from work, they just broke the news to me. Babe, you can't be here anymore. I just called one day. Like, I called one day. In fear, like, I don't know, like, I had not had that discussion with her. And then she just called me, where are you? I'm coming to pack your load now. Pack, like, okay.
Wait. Oh, you already got the house at the time?
Then I moved in later.
But how did you miss one day?
It was actually through.
We met through these people, but we just clicked.
Okay.
We just clicked naturally. I mean, she was the prayerful type, so I really liked that about her.
Because you know they pray like that, so.
I don't think
you don't see the devil.
So I really, really just fell in love with that vibe. I wanted someone who could laugh and still be spiritual.
Still be
yeah,
serious.
So that's.
Because
yeah,
one is a bit serious.
Yeah,
so very serious.
So that was what that was what attracted me to her. And then, cruise. Nothing was serious. We laughed about the same things and everything. And so we just clicked. And she just told me, oh yeah, following day, she came. She would talk her. Have you packed everything? I said, anything like
that's
that.
That's wonderful.
She said, everything. I packed and then she, okay, so she was now, see how God did it. I think God did it for me more than you guys, Sha. Because she was driving me to work, driving me back, free accommodation. I mean, and I was just living the life. So that was out.
Okay, so let's go back to how we now finally rented the house, right? So,
it's even interesting that you had the 200k. I did not even have it.
I remember.
I swear, I didn't have.
Oh, she let us pay half for bless that woman, no.
Yeah,
she let us pay half.
Ah, but you did for one night. And that's the can never.
Do for
can
one
never
night.
Not
agent,
wait now.
Agency,
Abby. Agency, that thing bust my head.
What's the agency? Father, would that man keep to fight me downstairs?
That
agency,
I was like, oh.
I don't see something for Lagos. It was my. It's my time to actually shine. I'm tired. I don't suffer. So let's connect all three of us, right? So I think that. And I went to the woman. I think she has said 700 or 800 before. I called the beggar. And the house on the empty for a while. Because that compound was an OD. It was a solid compound. You know, and our landlady promised us, say,
they'll
the water
do,
go do. She even put tank. What are those tanks
that
don't
mean? It was their tank. It was their own tank.
Oh, so that tank was not. That woman lied.
Shola
is not good. Because I should not say, retank here now. they draw water from water compression, they come.
They were so, doing tank for their
that's
house.
That's what I told you guys. That's why you guys actually even jumped on it fast. I'm like, oh, no, don't worry. They will fix water. Yours truly. This is water in the compound now.
And so everybody has their like tank now.
Oh, you bought a
people,
separate tank.
Yeah,
so they fill the tanks.
No, so we don't have, but every other water corporation people just fill in the tanks and then.
Oh, so he runs into the apartment.
Yes.
Oh, so there's water in the compound now.
There's water in the compound for some flats.
No, there's
specific.
No water.
No,
which
there
water?
Is, there is. There actually is.
As in
some people
that
bring
the well.
No,
that's what I'm saying. They just have tanks.
Tanks. No.
But does it run into their? Does it run into their buildings?
Yes. They buy water and put it in the tank, and then it runs into their.
That's so stressful. But that's so stressful. Please. Anyway, so we moved into this house. I did not. I after I spent that 200k, there was no money to buy rug. TV to change the window to put curtain. So I remember I was sleeping in Tola's room on the floor with Tola on the rug because Tola was the first to buy a rug, I think.
Yeah,
then you,
yeah,
you
we
bought a rug
think
after.
We actually even bought it together that
the same
day.
Time.
Well, you guys bought it together at the time, but I was sleeping in Tola's room for like a week. Then I think I saved up some money and I got a rug. I started sleeping in my room. It was really crazy how our life started moving up from there. And people don't even talk about the reality of what housing is in Lagos and how it has connected us together and after years after we're doing this, mm-hmm. right? So like we moved into a house, three different personalities, we didn't know each other. Mm-hmm. Then the fight started. And I was living with females. I was raised by women, don't get me wrong. I enjoy living with women. I feel like women are even wiser when it comes to like holding down the house. Like they just make wiser decisions, right? Mm-hmm. But we really fought. And
I think the first trigger was like, wait, why do you wake up early in the morning stomping the house?
Yeah, then when you're walking, you're like a giant.
I'm a giant.
Boom, 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 like
boy, tia, who's how I walk?
Yes.
Who's my younger brother? I hope
no, then, we'll just
be, you can't be afraid for somebody not to wake up in the morning.
Wait.
And then when he wants to record, he'll be like, everybody silent. I'm
but
like,
yes.
Really?
Yes, I'm because
you were disturbing us.
No, but was that really that loud? But you had bad character to you, and they do all this. I can't remember some things that you guys did. But
oh, yeah.
You did some terrible things.
No.
Remember that day? What did we fight over that day?
Let me tell you. So there's something about Emma.
Don't call me Ma on this show. Don't call me Ma on this show. My name is Simi San.
There's this horrible wheat Ma makes.
Wheat.
That wheat is always extra. In extra, nobody eats that thing.
But I make it for you. Only you like
that. Sweet.
So I have to lose because of this industry.
I mean, it will be overly like spilling over the pot.
Yes.
Ma, wash this pot. You will not leave it there. So that day, I was coming back from work. As I got back from work, I was tired. I just saw that black thing sitting on the sink. The plate was, everything was a mess. I just started washing. While I was washing, I saw this stupid red cup. I washed the red cup. Then, boom, let me return the red cup. Then the handle just broke.
Who break? Cannot be she.
Cannot be me.
If
the handle broke
to
while
the
I
cup,
dropped
be the person
it,
break.
Then, I think what got me mad was not that the fact that the handle broke. The fact that, immediately you saw the handle, you're like,
no, but let me say what the problem was, right? We were the closest at the time. Even we
no, it couldn't have
me and you became closer than even me and mm-hmm. one day and the rest of the house, right?
But you was
so, the only person that came to my mind who would have tampered with my cup, who had the audacity to even break my cup and not tell me, would have been you.
But I broke my cup one time.
Yeah, but as I walked to the kitchen, you just already announced saying that you. But as I go meet ED, because also ED is my friend, right? Mm-hmm.
No, it was
ED first look at me like, Charlie.
No, I think it was the announcement. Like, you did not think any
you
other
were
person.
You really angry before that day.
No, I was not. I think it was because he did not ask anybody. He just came.
Why did I ask, ED?
I'm like, Emma, you're crazy.
That thing got me upset because at that time, I already had one red cup. And this is not my business.
And I think it was the end of the fight for me.
Yeah.
After we raised the roof.
No, let's even talk about the fight itself.
Yeah,
because
fight
that
itself.
Day, because with ED is short-tempered, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she can snap at anything,
Mrs.
right?
Short fuse.
And it's short fuse, right? So because me, mm-hmm. this cup means a lot to me. ED, I came to ask you about my red cup and you washed the cup last. Thank you. Oh, this good will not get thank you.
No,
you're
not going
to
say thank you.
Well, I didn't say thank you because my red cup was broken. Which thank you be that? Okay, sorry, but I did not say thank you. But
okay, so why if you had entered the sink and then the cup was broken?
I was actually have called you.
Voila.
Even if you're not the one that broke the cup, it was the one.
Okay,
day,
so I think I realized later
yes.
that the ED you called was not because I was
alarmed.
No,
come on,
you're
on Instagram.
Like, why are you suspecting me first? Why is ED?
Well, you broke it now.
No, you're not getting it. It's the fact that I called me first. Why did you say
that? I do not
that
even know.
That day was the most dramatic thing ever.
I even me.
So it was around like 11 p.m. in the night in Suleri, right? And I walked into the room and like, ED, who broke my cup? So because of the way I shouted her name, mm-hmm. I think she was already angry about something. But
no,
she come back,
I
she come back from
no,
I think that
it was,
day.
It was how you called
it
me.
It was the way you called
like,
me.
Like, it was my house self that broke this cup.
That was
it. No, we're so close for me. That's why I
was
really worried
it for
that.
Me.
That's why I came to apologize almost immediately. Because I'm like, we're too close for you to think
no,
that.
No, and I think we were already having this, there was this thing about, why does Demisa cook this much and leave it in the
sink? I come from plenty, darling. I just happen to be suffering in Lagos. That's the problem. And the problem is that I think that
you
should eat it.
You
know what?
You
eat
YouTube
video.
You don't come and be frustrating people with your stupid pots and plates. That Jesus, that is like you cooked there for.
No, I was trying to learn this cooking thing, but
no, it was the pasta for me. No, every time he not cut the sausages, he not put it in like that.
No, that's the style I wanted.
Sorry, where it was.
Wait.
Safety!
But people enjoy those pastas.
No, the pasta was nice. But the F4, I don't understand.
So come on my show and tell me that.
That F4.
What that F4?
You know, I'm going to be care or something. I think I. And then.
Tomike. I think you want to tell me how to cook that F4. I was calling that through the F4. Ah, Tomike. Tomike, shout out to you. You're my friend, though. So that morning, right?
Honestly, you guys cannot even understand.
You cannot understand the life so that we lived.
She now divided the pot into two because the effort was too much. I will send you work. Wait till this.
No, because with me, I didn't know how to portion. So I'll just buy Lau Lau. If I buy maybe 3,000 meat.
But shout out to you. You're very generous.
Thank you so much.
I was going to say that because that's
lockdown.
Lockdown.
I did not spend one like naira. He's trying.
Terrible, but I'm a good person.
I
just have bad mouth and I can be a lot, right? So the F4 now, I didn't try to cook that. I called Tomike and said, Tomike, show me how to cook. Tomike, don't show me how to cook everything. Mm-hmm. I cook F4 for these ungrateful people. They come, they shade my F4, say, what is this for cooking? But they see Chopam.
Well.
Oh, there's an epic.
Yeah,
we had some time.
That lockdown was like the best.
We chopped,
we bonded, and your birthdays. We ate. Yeah, we just wake up in the morning. Ili, fish, we catch the rice. Breakfast.
Oh, I miss you guys. Please come to my house. I have a chef now.
You don't come. Mom of Lyland. Mom of Lyland. Onish say on Jeff for me. I'm like, what? But always you start, if I don't cook, you now start singing. Ikabonika.
Oh my god, we had some fun times.
I'm like, where did you learn this song from? Are you mad?
No, it was my granny. I think it's my granny that married Yoruba. My mother's actually Yoruba. Mm-hmm. But we're all raised in Warri. That's why she doesn't. So my granny sing that song. She won't offend
the
us.
The first day
she
sang that song, my head busted. Like, even me, I'm a Yoruba guy. I cannot sing that song. Are you okay?
I think it was King Ebenezer Obey. Ebenezer Obey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's about wickedness. And I thought it was very wicked.
For you,
I think we're very good at the time. So let's come back to the quarrel. So when we finish, so that night, we raised our
actually
voice.
Actually, trying to sort, and I'm like, no, nobody should tell me, calm down.
And me, then, I do not even know who to
like. Because, but let me say what had happened that day. India has always been shouting at me. This girl never gets away with this cup.
I was surprised that you raised your voice, darling, because you had never, even
I
when
never
I was,
raised voice, even when the worst I would just do silent treatment be dramatic.
The most in the house, to be honest. But
no, you were so annoying. Like, so let me tell you, I'm talking about you one day. They want this bad behavior. You cannot poke it because you don't really know how it's going to come with it. So if you explain the story to somebody else,
you will look like a bad
person.
Yeah, true.
But you want that's done you, she doesn't care, she has moved on. So to quarrel with you one day was always a problem. But with Idi, Idi's ready with you. First of all, let's go. And Idi not my guy. You understand? So that day, I don't understand why I go meet my guy, say something happened to my cup. So the I was like,
but you had other cups. So why were you so
this is my business cup like now.
So I why was that day?
I get office by that time. Oh, no, this come the hustle. So
be like they get beef with me that day because you had another red cup.
No,
I just did not like how you reacted to it.
He was already tired of you shouting at him.
Oh, I never shouted at you.
I never had you in mind.
But it was
it was a lot of things that. So I thought that Idi was a bit too short tempered. Even not about me, general about things. Idi could not even stand like a lot of BS, which is fair. But I'm like, this is my cup. I thought that she was going to be sensitive to me shouting about my cup because my cup was my brand asset. I wasn't doing 9 to 5. I resigned by that time now. So, this was the only work that
if
I had.
If you loved your cup so much, you would have treated your cup nicely.
Oh, no, she. So, why would I pick the cup?
You will wash it. You will leave it.
You keep it in a room with me.
No, like, but it was insane.
If I have
it was out of the love. I believe it was for years. Of love I had for
no,
you.
No, that cup is so important to me.
So, that was
so let me say
for
what
me.
I think happened to the red cup. I think the red cup had taken lots of hot water so, over time.
Oh, okay.
So, it was already cracking, right? I had seen the crack.
The first one I broke, I just went to drop it inside.
That's why I came to you, Asper. I knew this cup was about to crack, but who cracked the cup? Can't leave and for sink like
I
that. I become
washing
before
them. About to crack.
But before I could even say it, I say Idi. So Idi was like, oh my God, this cup don't break. That Idi changed him. Idi, what did you say? Remind me, what
I
did
can't
you
remember.
Say?
But I can't remember. I was very angry that day.
So Idi was so angry and we started going off at each other in the
loud.
House. It was like 11:30 PM
It was really loud.
In the night. Our neighbors were calling.
I thought we would be violent.
I thought I can never be violent. The worst that I wanted to do was to set Idi straight because I was tired of the baby. Your brother in that she was doing for me. Like I said, I'd be smally. So let me say what was even painful. When Idi wants to, she would not dismiss me. I just say, get for me, I'm not your mate.
Ah, no! I'm not
no, 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 I remember that one used to because like.
So they pay me like.
Because I'm here. Who's your mate?
And, I remember she was saying that, oh, because we're all living together, right? But young people who were looking for a house, right? Mm. I don't know, it wasn't money that was your problem, it was getting a house.
Yeah.
So when you
No, money was packed. Money was packed.
No, but you had some money.
Yeah, I had some money.
If
but...
you. Mm-hmm. If but you didn't want to stay in some parts,
yeah,
right?
Okay, yeah.
So. I never for any day relegated you to the background because you did not have your own space.
No.
But you were not hammering on that. I'm like, what's wrong with this one? That's why I shouted at him. I said, if you see that, let it be. So I started shouting. I know what was the most impressive about it. That's how I finished shouting. I went to my room. I was not shaking. I had a cry.
But wait.
I
don't know how to keep malice.
I don't know how to fight.
Well.
So, no, let
especially after I've expressed
so
myself.
So when I went to the room, I was like, that's why they follow, they play for this. All these other two guys, they're not normal people. At least, what did they do friends? Why am I crawling with her? So I went to the room, I cried small. Like,
you did?
I'm not letting you guys know, I cried. But it was too much energy for me. That's not the energy I really work with.
Yeah,
I don't fight.
I
don't get into
altercation. Yeah.
So I had shouted above my normal decibel.
That's it.
How much room? I knocked it down. I'm checking. I cried small and I laughed. I'm like, this stupid girl. So I came out and I went to her street and I sat beside her and I started laughing. And that's how the choreo ended.
Okay, so for me, I couldn't take it that we had to raise our voices that loud. I'm a very expressive person. I don't hold on to my anger. If you annoy me, you will see it in my face or I talk. Mm. So I just felt that was too much. Like, okay. That was too much. And I was ready at that moment. I saw a different side to me. Like, why would I be shouting this at this manner? And then I couldn't wait.
Exactly. Well, I don't understand why you switched up like that. Because, I mean, this is the D now.
I don't know.
That's how I felt. So that's when we apologized to each other. I'm just like.
It was just very swift.
I don't think we could quarrel like that again in our lives. Because
that day, I was so happy that I didn't take sides. Because I would have looked like a fool.
Yes.
Because it was just literally
in
2 minutes,
we made
it. I was like, thank God, no.
Because I saw your face and you didn't know.
I was just
like,
my
God,
I'm taking my side.
No, normally, I would have taken your side, but
you didn't fuck up with just her voice that day.
Yeah, your voice was too loud and I was not trying to understand from.
And I've never
heard my voice
before.
To understand. Because if it's like you, I'm taking your side automatically.
Let's talk about how our lives eventually moved up. Because things started looking up for us once we moved in together.
Honestly, I think that was what I said.
This house is
good.
This house was.
I think it was.
Shout out to Auntie Shola again. I have to say. Yeah.
Because,
by the way, she moved out.
She moved out.
Yeah.
That woman has money, so I'm not surprised that she moved out. Where is she now?
I don't know.
Shout out to her. She's. I think she helps with taxes and rent. I think I can't forget. She's an auditor.
I used to think she was a lecturer.
No, she's an auditor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that one was an auditor.
She's
so
watching.
If she's watching this, shout out to you, Auntie Shola. Yeah. So I think we moved in. The house was. A mess, really, when we moved
was,
in. We had to
my
paint
room
it.
Was the children's room. It was purple.
I think they had moved out of that house for like a year or two. Nobody was taking the house because the compound did not have water. I think that's why she even brought the rent down for us because she initially said $750 or one amount. I said, madam, if you turn us and shake us, nothing will come outside.
$200
Even at $600. So she made it $600 for us, man. We didn't pay agency, right?
Mm-mm. It's not as if we did not pay.
Wait, we did not pay.
It was another thing. Today, boss by that. I think I was just my colleague.
And that guy thought that I would ever be friendly with him. He tried to embarrass
me. Oh, really?
He probably goes to see this, but I'm not going to. But he gave me my new house, so he's a great guy still.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He did. Let's
I
go
wanted
back.
To throw shirts already.
No, you see throw shirts. I'll see throw shirts, I think, because he went from 0 to 100 that day. So I moved into the house. It was. Our landlady finally gave us for 600K, I think. I think each of us
was
had to bring. No! Our landlady collected agency from us.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, actually, we paid 250.
But we paid her just one side of the agency. We're supposed to pay him another 10% or
there's
5%.
One
I can't remember. But because I was discussing with Angela directly, I'm just like, don't care. But I remember that the day I was looking for a house, to be fair to him, we started to take a walk because a few houses that he knew that he had.
When I moved to Body Thomas.
Yes. No, no, no. When I was looking for this house.
Oh, this particular. Oh,
yes. Okay. So we showed me some houses in Body Thomas. We're expensive. So he said, let us enter Natufi and see. By the way, we live in Chief Natufi. Shout out to Chief Natufi residents. Okay, so we were walking around the place. We're looking for houses. I think we saw one on the street before our streets, right? We walked in. I think it was 800K for two bedrooms. I'm like, 800K. And I had 200,000. Where I want to start from? So we're walking past this hour. That's our house that we're leaving, right? And we saw the toilets there. So he got the number and I also took the number. So we basically saw the house
together.
It was never an agent.
But it made it look like that's, it was the one that...
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
But because me, I don't like wahala. Okay, so when eventually, when I finally started talking to Anshola, Anshola just, we just left about the conversation.
Yeah, lucky that I was not the one that I saw that day. You didn't tell me this one.
I don't
get
it. I don't say, we'll come back to how much of a mad woman that you are. But let's leave that.
I actually thought it was one that showed you the house and you now made
it.
I will not pay that money. Like,
I don't get power. I don't get family for Lagos, so I go wrong with meat. You said, want to arrest me? I mean, you want to arrest me? Who come and bail me? These two stupid girls is at my house. They will leave me there.
Oh.
So we walked in. I think we literally saw the house together, right? So I started talking to Achishola. Initially, she said 700. I removed my mind. It was actually Stephen Tayo. That was supposed to be my housemate because that's one of my best friends.
I remember.
So, Stephen was already at the time. I think it was in London or it was going to Amsterdam or something. And I needed a roof over my head almost immediately. So, I started talking to Ashola. She not telling me one day. I said, okay, come and take it for 600K. That's when I reached out to Lex. So, when we finally moved in, I think 6 or 3 months into the moving into the house, he was curious about the person that was living in the house. So, one day I was coming downstairs and I saw somebody just said, You think I can run away with my money in this Lagos? I will fuck you up. I said, Jesus. Anyway, where they go walk, oh. And I wasn't doing my 9 to 5, I saw me. I can never expect something like this. I can't remember seeing that guy with this. Say, you think you can? Where's my money? I said, I brought you this. I can't go meet Ashola. I said, please give him money for me. Now that he said, I don't have any business with that. It's me and you that did this thing. So we're stuck with 30K balance of 60K, but I can't remember. So we had to all contribute the money. The guy threatened me. I actually gave him, and it was trying to be nice after. I'm just like, you just did this to me. You want to be nice to me after you collected your agency fee. So now all contributed money and gave him, I remember. Yeah. So like, our relationship would be very funny. Yeah. So moving into that house, I think that house actually gave us some sort of structure and balance. That was the balance that we needed to just hustle in Lagos, right? Because we didn't have spaces here. You came from Ondo or Akure, you came from Ibadan, I came from Warri. And some stroke of luck brought all of us together.
And to be honest, because that house, I remember, it's just like that, the kind of house you want to, not like you want to live in eventually, but then you can live in. Because I remember where I went there. To, you know, Jolegba, the space. You know, once I put down my bed,
next told me
is outside the room.
Yeah, you told me.
Because I was like, then going into the house, you can't see shit. I'm like, no.
I think they took me to Joel Legba.
They did not raise me like this.
Well, I went to Quarry House next seat.
But was there now? That Quarry House.
We went Quarry House can never get out. Sorry.
But that, out. No, but I like Quarry House is not bad.
The one that particular one that we went to. I remember we were going to walk that day. We stopped
at Quarry or Games Village.
Quarry, those ones by the
Market. Yes. The market. Those houses are not bad now.
He bite.
He's bite.
There's no prayer.
They carry you go.
If you like buy, pray, buy, cast, it's never again.
There'll be evil spirits inside that
it's
house.
It's not possible.
I ended that day. I was just waiting for
there was nothing expression. You could do. If you like pimp it, go and spray it. It can't.
And there's some houses like that. And I just take the piss because you go tell the judge, sitting and wait, I won't do. If you go carry you go cubicle. You get one house where they carry me go. I said, well, you want me to put my bed?
They took me to one in Aguda. I would buy a cane. After renting the house, just get a cane and
it was crazy. Myself. There was one they took me to when I was seeing before I moved to the island. There was one they took me to front of the house. One woman they said tomatoes are pepper. For inside the compound, some people they play with pines. I'm like, I know that I'm a worry boy,
but this is not
but even when I was living in worry, this was not my reality.
That's That's what I was just saying now.
And guess what? My budget for that house was 600k. I said, you want my car pay 600k house for. As we say, my compound, my neighbors, they said to the masters are prepared, which is not a problem for me, but I don't want to greet people with it. And so, in another part of the house, was face me, I faced you. So, okay. my own apartment was about to give me was the only one that had like was probably serviced. There was toilets, kitchen. Even the kitchen was so connected to the toilet that you could literally smell the toilets in the kitchen.
Case closed.
I said, bro, don't try this way, try again with me. And that's when I blocked that guy's number and I kept him moving. Then, I finally found the house, but coming back to looking for a house in Lagos is the most hectic thing that you can actually do.
It takes away even when you have energy, your money. Yeah, it got to a point I started crying. Like I woke up at the night, at the middle of the night.
It was actually a miracle.
She wanted to move out so bad.
It was so bad. I was always crying at the middle of the night. You know when you're crying, you don't want anybody to hear you cry.
What's up?
It was so bad. No wonder it just came. I'm moving away. I said prayers and fast.
Did you just say yes?
I was so happy.
Yeah. And you got the biggest room eventually.
Exactly.
I love it. So I think that moving into that house just taught me a lot of like patience and what growth really is. Because at the time, all I wanted was just a roof over my head. I remember,
you know, every time we talk about people moving, like I think there's this picture that is always trending on social media where they say growth looks like this rather. Where you have you have a bed on the floor.
And then later,
next thing you have your curtains.
That was our story. From the bottom, like it was. Yeah.
Remember my blinds were a gift from my from
getting
today.
Your curtains, getting everything. It was just like slow growth, getting every other thing, and then moving out, getting your car, and everything was just.
Remember
like,
when I bought my big TV, where I could watch Netflix. You couldn't tell me shit.
Remember when you went to buy a laptop? I remember that laptop.
I wasn't there.
Okay, you're not the one who bought the laptop.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to get this laptop.
She arrived. That laptop, my friend, my tenant, she called 70,000. That laptop. That laptop, the virus will catch that laptop.
Of course, even, what were you expecting?
Even coronavirus, cannot do half of what that laptop did. Because I feel it's
like, I don't know why I tried to send a report on that laptop. I said, I'm going for 40,000.
It's 4 hours. But in my mind, I don't upgrade. I remember I said, when we bought a generator.
Yeah.
We had upgrade to washing machine.
Shout out to you. That generator never goes off.
It never goes off. Like, even when I was living in Australia, I really loved the good life.
Yeah.
No, I think for me, it was that COVID. That lockdown.
We lived, oh my guys. And see, for my concern, was food.
And then this Delta pot to plate or something like that.
Pot to plate was sending me food.
And small, then this edible
pot,
one.
Apparently, the owner of small a food pot pass.
Are you sure?
Rest her soul.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw
the chef.
That.
Yeah, she was so good. She used to send me like box of protein. Guys, I'm talking about snails. Guys, personalized small thick pots, they are great. Like the everything was rice in that
edible
box.
Edible ones.
I bring edible ones for now.
I didn't spray you. I didn't eat that one.
No, you are this one, not the green chop. My chop everything. So like we literally started growing. And I tell a lot of young people that if you think that you're judging by Instagram, because even at the time where we're living in that house, my Instagram was fire.
Those pictures.
And then the day we had this argument with Tola, I was saying that we're talking about fake life. I was like, it's not fake life.
It's not fake life, it's aspirational.
I'm living lucky here.
Everybody knew I was living in Australia at the time.
So
right?
I don't get.
But we made that house. First of all, our landlord did not understand why we painted our full house white.
She actually came into that house. I remember the day we had a fight with our neighbor about padlock. And she came to us like, "Are you guys transformed this house?" I said, "Yes." No.
Yes. And what do you think we are? We might be living in Australia, but we know aesthetics. But I remember we put like natural plants, just accentuate the colors and everything. It was a very interesting time because we're all really like minded as well because we knew where we were going at the time.
Yeah. And then when Kevin started skiboski bashing, this one with skiboski bash, this one with skiboski bash. Hey,
I was tired of that Sue lyric.
What was
funny? I remember one time somebody came to deliver something to me. Maybe expected me to be living in a better environment, I think. So that happened a lot.
Because like, I remember people delivering stuff to you and you were like, this person thinks that I'm living in Lekki. It's not really as an
ability. I didn't care, right? But it was one that pained me. Because he had come to deliver something. And now my guy website, if you say you could just come, you just do. he just dropped it in, saying, you know, climb. I said, look at the building. Said, you know, climb upstairs. I know we cannot climb upstairs. Ah, God. I think that's also usually sometimes when I was praying, those times when I used to pray, I just really wanted to level up. I just, I'm like, God, I'm not asking for too much. Just,
Debbie.
From here to here. Right? By the way, my Yoruba became better with you guys, living with you guys. Yeah, so like, I just really wanted to level up, right? I was proud of living in Sri Lanka. I was proud of having my own space.
Yes.
Honestly.
Of paying my own rent.
Yeah.
Because at 21, I think I moved there when I was 21 or 22.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't living the life like that, but I was already paying my own rent. I was responsible for a couple of things. I buy a fridge. I buy a generator. Mm-hmm. I buy a washing machine.
What's it remember?
How do they do life pass? I buy a washing machine. My producer is annoying. So, we started living baby boy and baby girl life. Mm-hmm. We're not living like in Lekki, but we're still, our lives are decent now.
Remember your first car?
I'm going to talk about that car.
Honestly, that car.
We had the car before me, oh.
So you were like,
no, she drove a couple of cars.
One day's life was not really hard.
It wasn't hard.
You guys were girls, though. Girls always have it easier.
No. Because everybody assumes you are, people are toasting you naturally.
No, but men, but when men toast you, they do nice things for you guys. I didn't have that luxury.
Maybe I never enjoyed that luxury. But
because you had to save before.
Well, I know it was the one that enjoyed that. Me, you know.
Let's go there.
I did not enjoy that. I was like,
every single so much. Okay.
Oh my God.
Let's go there.
Where are you going?
We're not going to mention names. We're going to just mention
Wande was, circumstances and events. Wande thinks about things. Like, she just, the thought just crosses her mind.
It's happened.
It's reality.
You guys just stop like, now.
Like, that was before. Yeah. And me, you know, God just always plays people that are set to do. I'm hungry today. Now just
say, it's the same thing now.
Oh, Jeff, Unicorn. Are we? Then Wande just say, I don't even know. I don't feel like eating this. Okay. Just supply breakfast, lunch, supper, accommodation, but transport.
Yeah, your Elada is very is working. The person that provides.
And you know me, I will not go to the third room again. Sleep.
You're benefiting for everything.
I enjoyed life. Oh.
Sometimes it is to sleep in my room when I wasn't around, though. That was her. You know, you didn't take possession of that room before you know enter. She was like, but this is Netflix, but I won't watch that. Like, it was a very interesting time.
It was.
And I think that, my first car. Mm-hmm. So, you know that I said, I've gotten a house now. Mm-hmm. I don't need 6 months more money. I was still working my 9 to 5. TVT was already picking up. I started doing like influencer gigs. But I really wanted a car so bad because I started going for events. I was working 3 days a week and also pushing TVT.
And Uber wasn't even funny.
Uber was messing me up. And also, sometimes I would leave work. I have to change into an outfit. I would not be carrying bag like a person we call work for the event. So, I had a car, right? I don't know. So I didn't know anything about cars. Still, now I still don't know a lot about cars, right? And nobody advised me. So my small woman, I don't gather.
Mm-hmm.
I can borrow 200k from my mama. My mama collected that money, by the way. She collected it back.
Of course.
Anyway, so one of my former colleagues now collecting to one idiot that I trusted.
Lagos.
Today, I cannot stand that guy because I had too much trust. Like, I didn't know anything about cars. He said that car was fine. And that's the annoying
part. You tell them your situation.
I think he also messed my relationship with my friend because he wasn't the one that had the issue.
I just felt we had a lot of mechanics on our street, so you could have just spoken to one. I mean,
but
we have a lot.
I know that.
You know, someone that they talk ED. My friend, who I trust so much, was on that person.
Oh, okay.
Who's a car dealer. Who he trusted at the time, right? And he brought this Matrix, and I really wanted to buy a Matrix. They said the Matrix is 1.3 million. I think I had 1 million.
Mm-hmm. I borrowed 200
that I'd saved up. My first 1 million, we'd say, I don't get that together. I did not become a millionaire at once.
It was savings.
It was savings.
I gathered and gathered to be one. Once I saw that 1 million in my account, I screenshotted it.
I was saying
1 million in that account again. But like, so the guy brought the car. Something's not work for the car. I'm like, Nigerian use more just this. They look. I repaired the. Before I started repairing things, I repair AC first. I can't repair, I think I repair Gearbox again.
But that time, true, I wanted to tell you, Shao, that this one that you're already repairing is in this car.
My friend.
But I didn't want it to look like, ah.
Guess how much I said
that was. How
much?
It's only very cheap now.
600,000. And that's how much I've already, after I've already
spent. And it was almost, even like how many, after
like
how many
500K
months?
On that car. Because today, here they pay now. Tomorrow, leg, they pay the car. Tomorrow, I'm just like, what's really going on? So like that's why I started kabashing because
no, you didn't really, we didn't really ride.
We ride.
Yeah,
road,
I did.
Road.
I did.
Was
I
one did. Time.
No, you did roll with me a few times.
I drove to go and buy suya with the car. That just
how the car give you problem, Abi?
This car don't go last.
I like how stressed me. Then I reached out to landlord for, to buy me a new car. So my landlord bought me my current car that I'm using, right? Because he's also a car dealer. So by the time I sold the car, I think the landlord sold the car for me like 600K or 700K. And it was around lockdown I bought that car. Remember? That's how God works. Because when people thought that when I thought I could not make money to do anything, I said, God, no, I'm really tired of this car.
See, that lockdown was like a blessing because we're living.
Lockdown
like,
was a
we're
good blessing
like,
for
we're
us.
Normal, like, hello.
We're not even eating basic rice. We're not. We're eating, and lockdown was the time that my career just
kicked
off, actually.
Yeah, because I think that during lockdown, and you know how God works. And I'm sorry, I'm not sorry about it. I'm always talking about God. Yeah, it's my podcast. I can say talk about God at all I want. But at the time, it was a period where we were not sure about what our lives were going to become, if we're going to die the next year. And that's where God showed up the more. Because if I was making more money before, I made quadruple money that I was making before. Nobody was going out. There were no events. You could not look at billboards outside. Even nobody was, everybody was on Instagram, and that's when the brands did not know
it's
what to do with their money.
It was actually after then that you got a job.
Yes, I changed my job.
We all leveled up during lockdown.
Even taller, changed everything. Just changed.
We just I got a new car. I think you got, was that time you got
your
car?
You
quit your job around lockdown, but you're already making money before around that time. Are we going to talk about her episode?
What was
that? She leveled up more than we did in lockdown. No?
I don't know. Carrying, was giving us designers.
She started carrying designer bags.
She was what was
stop
that?
Now.
Stop it.
She went out there.
Yeah.
Becoming a stylist.
Yeah. She was doing so well.
It's so
funny. She's doing so well.
She's really doing well. But I'm really happy how all of us have really, really grown from that time where we're really broke. Because sometimes we used to be honestly angry about things because we didn't have money.
Okay, not me. Something will just happen. Maybe
no,
you
but
just...
I don't know where you got your own
strength from.
Spirit and strength from.
Never like okay. So my greatest problem as an adult is not money. Honestly, I just know that somehow I'll be okay. My greatest problem is human relationship. So that was more of a problem for me than money.
Because you were badly behaved.
I wasn't badly behaved. I just can't take. I don't know.
My go. I missed you. Come to my house now. But you were just badly behaved.
It was a problem for me.
I feel like I'm the only one
struggling.
Who ever understood her.
I was struggling.
By you.
It was a prayer point. No, Wande lived with me for 1 year. We did not, no, even till date, we've not had any. So I don't know. This one is special. So I don't understand. So for me, I can't. My face will announce myself.
Yes.
Like once I see you and then
you're
giving
not like
me,
somebody you would
and
show
just,
it.
Like, oh.
You would show it.
So
yeah.
It was a. So I think
for me, it's the problem. If I have a problem with somebody, sorry, that means I don't like that person.
Oh, okay.
You are very honest about how you feel about things.
Yeah.
That's
that
why I respect
like,
you a lot.
That means I don't like that person. Because I think I also lived with somebody like for 2 years and we never had any issue. And it's not like the person shout out to her. She's a very cool person. We're still friends to date. We lived for 2 years and we never, not because I like the person. So I know that
you
will definitely have,
So for me.
So, and I know that for my own, I have my own shortcomings. So for instance, I don't like washing bathrooms, for instance.
Designated bathroom washer.
You look at one bathroom and toilet.
Oh, my hand pillow.
I don't like washing bathrooms.
But you know what? I was.
But Doi would wash bathroom. So she would never lift her hand to wash this cup. Then I think for 2 years, I think I was.
That
bad.
Was the same thing with us now. Yeah. Remember that you liked washing plates. I hate plates. But you see, bathroom.
So I love to cook. I actually love to cook.
We actually really got along because we all had our. Because I like bath. I don't know, like. Not like
I was and just, then you really
use jig because I really like bathroom. I feel like that's the place I actually think more. So it has to be clean. So my house can be scattered, but the place might be in the kitchen. But you see that bathroom? Are we bed and just I use jig to scrub everywhere?
No, the minister was like,
bathroom washer.
I was, they don't even so care against it.
But that plate, you would die.
That plate, I can leave it there for 2 years.
That was one day, you guys. No, this is anything, but there was one time that we didn't wash plates for like 2 years.
I said, what? The kitchen was the first place that you see when you walk into our house.
I was like,
so what is the cause? They never watch her.
She packed everything.
I packed everything.
She packed all the plates.
People are looking for plates. And I watched a few ones that I could use and I took it in my room.
In case you need plates.
There's plates.
But one day, you are the kind of crazy that you have to fear.
With ED,
our crazy was spot on. You knew that this was what you were going to expect immediately. It's one day you can never tell.
You cannot.
So one day, just put the plates. Say, no, I don't wash plates. Abby. Let's put the plates aside. The plate
that
I need.
She does that. Yes.
No, she's mad. One is the mad that I'm scared of. This is the one I can really engage and fight with, right? But with one day, you cannot predict. One is someone that can change. Like, somebody, if I'm with one day and I'm outside mm-hmm. and try to fuck us up, I know that she will run them down. Oh my God. So,
at some point,
she was shot by Yaba a lot. I mean, it was too leery that mm-hmm. we're living. Anyway. This is my Yaba accomplice. So we used to go to Yaba a lot. So we drove to Yaba one time.
Well, no shame.
Normally I would just pay the money and just keep mm-hmm. it moving. Was it parking or something?
It was parking.
Give me the story.
Wait, it was parking. And then the guy was like, we had to pay for parking. And I think it was normally 300 naira or something. Mm-hmm. And this guy was come and say 500.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, was just 200 naira. Because I felt cheated.
Yo,
I didn't mind to climb on.
Have you
I
seen?
I was so worried. I know something.
No, I don't even talk. I don't want to talk about what one day has done.
No, please talk.
Denisa was already concerned that day. What was going to be the end of this fight?
I was so worried.
The part where I think I considered was where I was trying to reverse and now hit somebody's car.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this person's car. I don't want to, because I know that they'll now capitalize on that. Because if I did hit that person's car, I swear.
The person that would treat your fuck up on arrival. So that day, because me, I would have paid that money. I said, one day, let's pay. What is it? No! Keep it with rubbish here!
One day,
keep it with nonsense, you know!
Our workplace legit did not care about our work because our security was rude to me. She came up.
I like her for those things.
She came and said, you are my friend.
Engage with landlady or people. I send one lady there because she's our fighter. She will set you straight
and
in the lowest tone. But if you want to raise your voice, let's go there. That's interesting. So that did at the market, mm-hmm. right? My friend will come for market. We just play together. She went from 0 to 100. And we're here, but I'm like, what will happen to us? Now, what if...
I was already mad.
I'm trying to remember who you changed for in the house because we've never fought. But somebody else changed
it for. It was our neighbor.
Our neighbor. Because of padlock. 3-way authentication.
One day.
No, but that thing was not good. See, I don't need to fight. I want to fight. I must be on my right. So that's what everybody
feels about. You might do that. You guys still talk.
No, something happened recently. We actually had to talk.
What happened?
Talk later. I like Amebo.
You like Amebo.
Tell me now. It's tea. See, what do you expect? Is it tea? You have to give me the tea.
No, it's health related. So yeah.
Somebody died.
Nobody died. Wait, see.
Nobody died. But another day, I was
that
like,
that night was crazy.
And then I think what pissed me off that day was the fact that Tola was now supporting him. And I was at work. I was like,
Yes, you came to change for Tola that day.
Like, it was not funny. I'm fighting for all of us and you're now supporting somebody else. No, you can't.
But for that, that man couldn't fear you that day. That man fear you that day. You actually stood up for a lot of things that we could not even stand mm-hmm. up for. I think also we have some interesting time because you were our informant in that house. I call her TMZ.
Why would I be the informant?
Blogger. You want me to say something about Didi? Edie had all the entertainment gist. I felt like she was running maybe a blog. Maybe all those blog where we say you're gonna say they go to the cost festival. I don't know who get the blog.
That's really?
Edie knew all the celebrity gist. How? I still think that you should have a celebrity or
a fight with
someone. We had a fight in our house.
Like the president would come in, sit can open this blog today. No.
You have to have a blog because you know how to. And it's not like it's gossip for you. It's just you enjoy.
So at a point, I felt, shit, I like gossip. It's looking like comedy. But the gist will just come to me. Like, I don't be sitting down. You
know, there was one day my colleagues at work was like, how do I even know the gist? I said, let me tell you, if I really need bombas in the house.
You know, some things I don't even know about my own industry. Sir, Omo. Maybe, let me look for a name. Let me say around the Timini. Omo Timini. What's up now? She'll be like, but yeah, turn out 13. That's it. You should, I should Google the thing. It's the right gist, but we just probably never saw it.
I swear.
You were so talented at that.
I don't know. The gist just, I don't even look for it. That's the funniest thing. I don't. I might just be in the gathering and then.
But why are you?
No, I don't know.
You know when you're outside, you're more observant. You don't speak as much as you. So you observe more.
And then, like, there's a new thing now. So I just said, I said, eh. You don't mean it.
You know, on my birthday.
No, you guys, you don't know the intensity of the thing.
It's only bad.
On my birthday, I know I was very busy and it was an event, right? But anytime I turn to look at it, I saw you sit down. The amount of tea, she don't judge all of them for that.
Of course.
So I think you want to be people that you like. I know you saw people that that person you didn't like.
No, but that's the only bias, child. If she likes somebody,
she's everything. If she didn't like you,
it's too bad.
Like, it's the video likeness that she has. I'm sure that he did things in her head. Mm-hmm. She's married to David.
No. It's like a family. To extend that. When I lost my dad. 2 nights to when I lost my dad, I had a dream that Davido had a plane crash. So that's how they brought the dream to me. So I woke up in the middle of the night and I was crying. Nothing was happening to Davido. My friend Rolake said, this one is mad. So like, they had to bring the dream, like, someone I really like.
Do you understand? I wonder what you do when you meet him.
No, I've met him before.
Oh, he's actually really chill.
Yeah, I went to Babcock. So, I mean,
you went to Babcock. Yeah.
If you love to dream that your daddy.
Your daddy's going to buy it for
you.
You
like
the
video, but like, I'm very stupid.
What if the video was supposed to have a plane crash and another prayer? God forbid, it's not a plane crash in Jesus' name. But what was that prayer that actually stopped it?
No, it was my dad. So it was just like, they just brought it in the form of someone I just really be concerned about.
So you say you will not be concerned about your dad?
No, like maybe, I don't know. I just, it was the dream. It was too real. I said, hey, so I used to be that way with the bunch too. Like, you can't tell me rubbish.
Yeah.
You cannot. There's nothing in this way.
Everybody loves the band.
You can't.
It's like, it's not like that. Everybody loves the band.
You can't even tell me. Like, I can't.
I remember it was the band days.
Yes. I may not speak with you again because of, like, even one day, you are listening to, okay. And I say, you're listening to whiskey in this house. When the video is, follow the video. Come on. Follow 30BG.
You force me to follow the video on Instagram. What's that?
It's bad. If I like you, even when I'm not speaking to you, behind you, say no more. I will go out.
She will go all up. When she doesn't like you,
when I don't like you,
when she doesn't like you, it's worse. You will hate yourself.
I've changed. I'm a changed person.
Didn't say that girl.
I remember there was one time you were like, "Who do you even like?"
And she had all their fire. And guess what? The stories were always true.
But to be honest.
And she had a logical explanation for why these people were full of shit.
Okay.
True.
Eddie, I think as you leave here today, please go open my blog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like this one is.
What are you guys up to these days, dude?
Oh, well.
Because I don't speak to you guys as much.
Well, true.
Everybody's busy. This one is trying to be real estate mogul, sending me a house up and down.
Okay, I really want to.
That's what I'm going to buy.
I know. Okay, so I've been into like luxury house because of my job. I mean, my boss really wants it to be luxury, but I've told him that. Okay, even if you see,
where do you work now? Girl, you still work at that place?
Old properties. Yeah.
Oh, the property place. Yes.
So I told him that. Okay, even if it's also my good work, I'm be sad now. I need money, so he has given me the go ahead. Okay, do that. Yeah. But I really enjoy it. Actually, I enjoy it because maybe I was coming from the interior
space.
So anytime I see a building,
actually overflows anyway.
So anytime I see a building, I'm just so it makes me
happy.
Do you
think you're gonna do like real estate very soon, or are you gonna do interior? Or
so I'm going to do interior.
and real estate. So real estate can never leave you. Once you start it, people already know that that's what you do. Yeah. So even when you leave that job, people will still contact you and say, oh, Afa, you have this house. Yeah. And then we're into shortlets too. So, I mean,
so you know, they do all those idiots where they check with people, they will find her.
No,
house.
I know this is that.
No.
I don't have that.
No. I trust you. You don't have that patience.
I don't have, like some people tell you, I want my bathroom to be facing the north.
What is the north?
If that was what she was doing, I can already paint the scenario of what's going to happen.
Yes,
one day, she'll be able to go with her colleagues and she'll just stomach like that. You know what? I'm not doing anything. And there is nothing.
She will do it. I agree.
She will do for sure. That's going
to
happen.
So that's what I've been into. And I want to really pursue the interior thing.
Yeah.
Like, create, maybe because I was in the creative part of. Okay, so I was monitoring artisans doing things while I was in my former job.
So you already understand the system.
I know how to.
Because you really worked in interior for a long time.
So I really want to go into that.
All those record Atlantic days are over.
Fujimoto. God, we are. No, you guys will not
say what I said. Let me say what I said is deeper. We are not the for that equipment. Echo has stories.
Well,
one day I was on my birthday night, I slept in that one of those. Was it Tower A or something? And I walked, I was the only one that just, and I when I walked, I just remember, Echo Atlantic, did I come on live? We have really lived some interesting lives.
Yeah,
but like, one day you're doing fashion. But let's talk about how you eventually evolve, because I really like how our growth and one of the reasons why I'm doing this episode is for people to, especially young people, to understand what growth is and what the reality of growth in this country is, or for young people. It's not what you see on Instagram. Instagram is just pictures and
I mean, who will take a horrible picture and post on Instagram?
Nobody will ever take a horrible picture. I ever took a picture in my room till I left that room.
No,
on Instagram. Okay, I took a couple of pictures, maybe selfies, but I never really. I also was on my personal space. I did one recently,
and it was actually.
I've seen the pictures like coming up from that to your house.
It's actually not bad. It's not bad. I took one and I was like, okay.
Yeah. And your house has a lot of light.
To be honest, honestly, I mean, you're very right, because I remember when I was transitioning to fashion and I wanted to intern with Rhoda at Ebony Live TV. I didn't even care if they were not going to pay me. And they said, $25,000. You know, I was like, I mean, this is what I want to do.
Because you didn't have any experience. No, to be fair.
Exactly. I didn't have any experience.
How would you get any experience if you never really work or anything on anybody? Yeah.
I wasn't even expecting that they were going to pay. And then when they said they were going to pay $25, I was like, okay, thank God, this will cover T-shirt and all that. And then, you know, from there, I did a couple of jobs, styling here and there.
Ah, by the way, the styling was my favorite part.
Oh, yeah. And really, this is, I'm not even doing a lot of styling.
Not to toot your horn. You know fashion.
Yes.
You know your audience. It's not say there are a couple of people that I would give their credit to in this industry in terms of like knowing what fashion is. I'm not saying putting fabrics together. I'm saying knowing what fashion, especially luxury fashion. You understand that space because you worked in Alara for years.
Yeah.
I think when we moved, you worked in Alara.
Sometimes you just mention one name, I'm like, go to deep.
So that's for me. I got to know a lot of designer names. Because I was very interested in designer, but I didn't know as much as one day did at the time. So, like, are you doing personal shopping now? Or have you? What
no,
are you doing?
So I was actually actually fortunate now to showcase my collection at LFW.
Yes, I'm sorry I missed that. I wasn't worried.
See you.
But you're not inviting. See you. I told you say the drum. I saw it after the fact.
But there was a tea that. Okay,
sorry. This is what I was
doing. You forgot to drop it. You don't be doing this. That's what you always do. You call it maybe the test for a tea.
Maybe it's a shopping blog.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry.
So I showcased my first collection. And it was just like a really small collection. But then I'm trying to like do something from there. Like do like a proper collection and then sell it and, you know, put online and everything. So that's like I'm really, really
but like right now. It's been 2 years that you have been owing me clothes and outfits. You and that outfitie.
I
have called you out.
We have few pieces.
No, so actually, so where are my outfits?
You wore something recently on your, and that was from Salt and Sunscreen. Launching something like that very soon, and it was like we're even talking about it.
I think you're not like loungewear, but it's really good
with loungewear. And I actually told him that he has to do that. You know, like loungewear and then swimwear and things like that. So
I think that generally, like Alfred needs to do.
We're coming for because it's something that is
like urban collection. Because he's very good with those kind of things. Shout out to Alfie. City, Alfred, our designer friend.
From Ghana.
From Ghana. Ghana boys are dangerous.
Did you put me for him on your birthday? I say,
we're together. I said, Alfred, Chinoma. I said, no, not worry. I said, oh, notice. My best is looking at us.
We were checking him out. Wait, checking out.
It was so bad.
We will take the tea off. Off camera.
It was so bad.
Off camera. Your faves.
I think it's the point where we need to spill some tea.
Okay.
What's the worst? What's the tea that you guys have? About? I don't think you guys have any of my tea.
Even if you
talk any rubbish, I will talk your own mind. Yeah, let's just spoil our dating in public.
Okay. Temisa is a very emotional person. Relationship wise. I hope that one day I knocked on Temisa's door. Everywhere was quiet. I'm like, Temisa is loud, naturally. Finally opened the door. I saw his eyes. Temisa was crying.
I don't believe it.
Temisa, you can't. During lockdown, you cry. That outbreak was major.
That's the last one that's ever happened. Are
you serious?
I'm not able to be studying.
I never ever saw you as an emotional person.
I think that I'm very. I'm actually softer than people think. Mm-hmm. But because I don't want to be messed up, mm-hmm. I put it front, mm-hmm. right? And it works for me because you see what happened during lockdown? You never mm-hmm. reached 2 weeks and you don't eat between two. Lockdown, they're happy. All of us, they eat, they're happy. See what I want.
But that day
was so bad.
We're not doing video.
I did full TikTok for that content.
I never thought it would be that heartbroken. I mean, you talked about the person all the time.
I didn't know it was going to be
that
like,
bad.
That bad within 2 weeks.
No, because also because I wasn't so with me. Mm-hmm. I usually know the people that I like,
mm.
and I thought I'd found this because I was always trying to fly to Abuja to go meet her, so it just never happened.
Oh.
And before I even made decisions,
you were buying books.
I didn't send book. What the van?
You were reading the same book.
We were doing the same book. We don't know kind of love that they play. Oh, those we both love.
Wow.
Not just that they do. I'm saying, I'm not so sure about this relationship. Now they move on. No, they don't apologize, but I'm just no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I can be very emotional, but not anymore.
Yeah, still emotional.
I'm taking guidance from Future now.
Okay.
I want to be like Future.
Ah.
A heartbreaker.
Well, do I have more than
you? I think
that was like just as what you had.
I was worried.
I think for me, the one I can't get over, it's not even like a tea per se. It's the fact that you wake up early in the morning, thumping. I wake up in the morning and I'm rolling my eyes.
And then you cannot be that loud.
Temisa, it was bad. I'm serious.
I work with the authority of Christ.
And then when you open doors, you just. Hey, you girls!
That's my line! Hey, you girls! I think that you guys spoke more Yoruba than English in the house. People made me speak Yoruba by force.
Hey, girls!
Hey, girls!
I will not talk to this one again.
No, but there's no way. I was so annoyed that people could not. The times that people just need your own space, but I don't agree. Because I'll be bored in my own room.
When you need your space, you're like. I don't want.
It's true, Sha. No, but that's the difference between me and you guys. I cannot be by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But when I want to be by myself, please leave me alone.
So when we want to be by ourselves?
But no, usually you guys are always trying to be by yourself. Like we all live in the same house, and people can't camp in the room and be doing. I don't know. Like I'm in my own room by myself. Like let's just check out, relate.
We enjoyed Netflix night.
We had Netflix nights. Yeah. We had the nice one. It was fun.
Generally, the way I was brought up, once someone is not really around me, I don't know really know how to like start. I think that was really the reason why we don't really go. What kind of I like in that?
Okay,
in
so
that
for
regard,
me, I felt.
But you guys work on the island. My house is not.
So for
fun.
Me, my own was like I just thought Temisa would be busy, and I know Temisa.
I did not think he was
when he says rubbish like this. Temisa,
if you have an appointment by 10, he will leave by. I don't think he was going to be busy. I
used to think, oh, Temisa will be busy. And then, Temisa, I'm like, shock me, tell
no.
Why are you coming to the island?
Nine,
so
nine.
I just
thought,
okay, you know what?
I will say that. I will still leave the key for you.
Oh, okay.
So, no, I like that. Tough, yes? You cannot just get my love like that.
I guess she's so pushy.
You know, it's simple as I give my love like that. It's easy to do anyhow. That's what I've changed.
Watch.
Oh, nah. Is it me that's this?
Oh, my God.
I know, no matter how much you grow in life or what you become, heartbreak is heartbreak across board. So my own, at some point, I first started like, the audacity to break my heart. Then after a while, I was like, who are you that they cannot break their hearts?
Nobody,
so I think like that's why a lot of us are moving in Lagos with so much heartbreak and forming that we're toxic. We're not really toxic people naturally. We're just like,
yeah,
people have dealt with a lot. So yeah, I get that. Anyway, like, so let's do rapid questions, guys. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This question goes to Edie first because why? I know she gets a ready answer for me. Who is your celebrity crush?
My celebrity.
I know there are plenty. You can list a few.
Bangali.
Why no?
What do you see in Banga?
Okay, so Banga is stylish. When you see him, you're seeing style. And then he's just always happy.
But I think he has an air that attracts people. Men, yeah, women, so boys, happy, girls. There's just a good energy.
That's the energy with that Banga. That's the kind of person.
Yeah, well, this one of you not get celebrity. People like, seeing a pastor, he be celebrity crush.
Yeah, okay. Cool. I never say.
Daddy, when I look at you, I see the
Daddy, I was blessed that night.
Because actually, I don't know how to crush on people that I don't have. Like, I cannot.
You're not accessing.
It's just not necessarily like, you never got to meet them, maybe. But it's just the thing that you would wish that they were the one.
No, sorry, there's nobody.
Hey, I think there was someone. There was one movie we watched.
There's one Ade
Tiger. No, everybody likes Ade Tiger.
No, I don't like Ade. I don't find him attractive.
Everybody likes Ade Tiger.
I don't find him attractive.
What's called King of Boys now?
I never
found him. It was just for
you. I trust you.
Only
one. Yeah.
No, there was just. He had this charisma in the movie. And that was
And he was very loyal.
And he was very loyal. I think that was it. That was
honestly, you don't like all this.
Let's not even go there.
So you don't have celebrity crush. Choose one. Okay, wow. I did that guy's a celebrity crush.
Okay.
Sorry. Why is your dream? Which, if you had a dream area to, if you thought about a dream area, let me rephrase the question. If you could live in a dream area, what would your ideal dream area to live in be?
In Lagos.
Lagos, around the world anyway. But in Lagos, let's start from Lagos. You're already living there. You're already staying there.
Shut up. This is shit.
I like Koi House.
Do you still have a Koi House? You still go there?
Well,
if I don't say anything, I will still ask you the question. So you don't, you still go there?
Yes, no.
But how have you maintained that relationship till now?
I'm a peaceful person, generally.
You know, sort of peaceful, though. You know, the nails are peaceful, though. Remember? But I'm happy that you have maintained that relationship up until this time. So, Ikoyi for you.
Yeah, for me, Ikoyi as well.
Ikoyi for me, not new. That's what I'm trying Ikoyi to do. Me. But I mean, like, abroad, anywhere else in the world.
I think I'll be Paris for me.
Oh, Paris? Okay. I feel like you're a Paris girl.
Okay. For me, Venice.
Italy,
yeah, or Spain.
Inshallah, you don't go to smash out for them.
Oh, well, what can the righteous do?
I think my ideal place, you guys already know, to be Cape Town.
Of course. And then, by the way, I don't like your choice of music. I complain about it all the time.
Darling, I don't even care.
I mean, I just have to sing.
But somebody says I don't care about you.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
My piano is just beat. Okay, wait till
you don't have to sing good music for you not to have a piano. I don't know how you are. I always fight. Because how you not like I'm a piano?
I don't.
Guys, that's the
idea. I do, but... I think
come on there. Basically, people are saying you're strong, but you
write lyrics for paper. You know, go past two lines. But you can't repeat them. Yeah, wait.
But yeah, like, we'll come for you. Listen, yeah,
basically, because I know them.
You cannot even try it. Let me tell you. Okay, which kind of music you like?
So for me, I just feel I like people expressing their personal life.
I'm a piano.
That is not what I'm a piano. Maybe to you, but for me, I'm a piano is just a vibe, and then people should get over it. It's not over. I'm sorry. It's over.
You sure
it's
when you
over.
Come so air? You gotta say you're not obviously for being there for send you come aside.
You know what?
People are gonna look.
For me, I'm a pen is like my coach. I give some pass. My era.
Just. Lucian, you get it. I'm saying it. could have followed you. I've been laughing since morning on this show. You're not here to swear my piano. Bye.
Afrobeat.
I love Afrobeat, but my piano is just a genre that I really
I think
love.
People are overdragging it.
this question goes to Edie.
Why me? Why me?
What is the most useless talent that you have?
Oh my God, now God save us. I cannot help
you. If you had said something else, you would have fought.
I can't help it. I can't help it. You can't even sit with me. I was like, yeah.
Why did you do what? Look straight to your right.
Only
LFW day. I'm not surprised that she would do that.
I almost died that day. Let's just leave her.
Because she was gossiping. I don't know if the fashion people there. They were the ones with fabric and everything.
It was so bad. It was really bad. And then your birthday too.
You were saying something?
Yeah, my most useless talent.
That's your useless talent.
All my talents are useful.
No, I think that you're just I think it's useful regardless.
What's that?
It's your fighting spirits. One day can fight.
Well, I'm still fighting, Sha.
Okay.
A fighter.
Ah, one day you fight.
Fast woman.
Ah, but this is not no.
And let me say, your fight is not. You have to provoke it first. So it will be brewing.
Hey!
You have to provoke it.
I fought one fight. In a supermarket, you sent me.
Why?
And I fell sick.
One day.
Why? I know the guy frustrated me.
Kilo Shele, tell us.
He was supposed to make clothes for people, and these people are traveling, and he kept postponing. He now got to a point. I was shouting inside a co-market, and I was,
you were shaking.
I was shaking inside, and I was like,
I know, I'm not surprised. If I seen one day, I just walk past. I don't say like, my that. Mad woman.
A guy came and was like.
Calm down. Okay, let me ask you the last question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is also a question to me. Your go-to lazy dinner.
Lazy dinner.
Oh, no, I didn't get that.
My go-to
dinner, if you don't want to cook, your go-to, let's say just eat. So.
I like Gary a lot. So of I just course. Like to drink Gary. Riala, show which you talk
about. It'd be yogurt and munch it.
Yogurt and munch it?
Munch it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm feeling the video.
I'm going to buy an entire Viva. The video is the
ambassador. Must see this episode.
He has to.
I will send it to. I will send it to Bobo. He has to see this episode.
Because she's not even a drunk person at all.
I like munchies. I like one particular flavor of munchies.
Which one? I like the pink one.
The pink and yellow one.
I like the blue one that looks like pepper.
There was one where we were going somewhere.
I was like, can I see everywhere? I was like, see everywhere. How? Just see all the billboards. The video.
The video is not smart enough. The video color whispering now. I mean, I'm not doing. I said, bro, man. Because the video is rooted the entire whispering, the entire airplane like this. Oh my God, this has been an amazing show. Thank you guys for coming. I think it's one of my best episodes because I really had a great time.
I was actually looking forward to this.
And this is a new episode because literally. So happy new year to all my tea lovers. This episode has been amazing. I think I've enjoyed it because I had my guys and we laughed. We caught up on old times and I just got to see how much we're doing well now and how we started and where we are now. So
yeah.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Year.
I hope that this year is better for us.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Cheers to tea with tea and cheers to your new lives.
I don't break up thinking of course fighting.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's the episode, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.